Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WG, and thank you very much, Steve. 10:09 now on this Monday morning, back to work Monday, and G Suki and John Hansen here filling in. G, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a gorgeous day. I'm sitting across from you. You're so handsome.
It's a perfect day. It's so strange because Bill and Wendy are in the building.
I know.
A big station meeting. They both let us know what we should talk about today. They produced the whole show for us. So
they did.
We're just going to follow.
We don't want to screw it up.
No, exactly. have any fun this weekend? I know we were together here on the 4th, and then it was a nice, bright weekend and hot and humid.
I did a lot of eating and
okay.
A little bit of drinking,
mm-hmm.
depending on how you want to measure that.
Right.
And
right.
Even depending had a little bit
there.
Of, had some out-of-town guests and they wanted some deep dish pizza, so I took them over to Pequod's.
Oh, that's your number one go-to?
For deep dish, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of good ones.
I'm a Giordano's person.
Okay.
It's the closest one to my house.
Oh, the classic.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's just right there. It's a beeline over to the place on Belmont.
So after years of research, you go to the closest one.
Yes, exactly. After living in this area my entire life, I just go to whichever the Google tells me is the quickest.
Yeah, I like Pequod's because of that cheesy burnt crust, and it's kind of, it's an independent joint. So,
yeah. That's fine. It's all
that's
great.
Fine.
That's fine.
I don't appreciate it. That fine. Was very...
How dismissive was that?
Yes.
You already called me out earlier for doing the total dad thing.
Oh, I can tell when you're not listening to me. You do this thing where you go, mm-hmm.
I was just logging into mm-hmm. the computer. Gee, I got things mm-hmm. to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is what it's like if I were married to you.
Well, just ask Enrique. He'll tell you for sure. Hey, 312-981-7200. Love for you to join the conversation. If she's breathing a little heavier, it's not her fault. Viv, how you doing here today?
How's it going? I'm doing great.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Your
yeah, exactly. I think we've all been in scenarios that you've been in before, Viv, where you're rushing in, whether it was traffic or whatever's going on. Hey, forgive yourself. It happens, girl.
John, I love that you're just calling her out.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, my goodness.
But this is
what is happening? You are totally in dad mode today. You're like, you're giving lessons now?
I'm just saying that this is part of our
family.
Hey, we're a family. This stuff happens, and we all help each other out. And Viv, any fun stuff you did this weekend?
Well, we went boating, actually, on the 4th of July.
That's
so that
right.
was fun. Yeah.
I noticed a theme.
Yeah, it is.
Did I tell you that I ended up guilting? We talked a whole 4th of July. I just kept on giving the boating report. My brother ended up coming.
I know.
Down
and
the
and
river.
Guess who was supposed to be on the boat?
I know,
with?
Gee. We forgot to
See,
text
look
you.
Look at this. Dismissed again.
I'm sorry.
Gee, what's going on?
I don't know, Viv.
Don't
I'm
know.
Just going to talk to you this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, just text me.
Well, as Steve helped us promote, we got a great segment on solar. It sounds boring, but on the sunniest day of the year that we've had, you want to save some money on energy costs. I've got so many questions about solar and wind energy for personal or business uses.
It's not just about saving money, but it's better for the environment.
Right.
But it is a very costly thing to have done to your home, I've heard. So maybe
That's
it's not anymore.
I want to answer those questions.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Women's World Cup, of course, and their big
Woo-hoo!
Fourth win. Or were you glued to the TV screen, G?
Absolutely.
Seriously?
I was crying. It was like the
really?
Olympics for me.
It was that it moved you that much?
Yes, absolutely. Viv, were you crying?
I did shed a tear.
All right.
I was bawling.
Just one.
Like
just
a baby.
A single one.
On my right
one.
Cheek.
Yes.
On my right cheek. I know. It just felt like an incredible achievement, especially amongst all of the noise that was happening.
Yeah, there is a lot of noise. Yeah. I think it was a nice relief, a nice reminder of why we love our country, too, and
Absolutely.
A chance
it was
to
very
unite.
Patriotic, I thought. I felt very proud to be an American.
Yeah. Well, we're so divided on every darn issue. It was nice to kind of have something to come together on.
And I think sometimes, because it's our fault, because media always overblows everything,
mm-hmm.
so then it's hard for maybe people that are to get excited about it because everyone's talking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to push that aside and really think about the singular achievement that is to win again, back to back.
And I love that the American Star was saying, look, she's been very outspoken about not going to the White House. And she said, I love our country. We just have some things to work out. And I feel like I have this platform and can speak towards it. And I think that's wonderful. I think that's great.
I think you can be proud of someone and not agree with everything that they've choose to do. I mean,
I'm proud of you every day, G. We still somehow make it work.
You're proud of every decision I make.
Exactly. 312-981-7200. Also, we're going to talk about the Starbucks, because, you know, you and I were chatting through it, and Wendy was just like, yeah, this is a good conversation. You know, the Starbucks in Arizona, the police officers being asked to leave, I know that's a whole can of worms and a lot to unpack there.
Well, I feel like if the mother of the show says it's okay for us to talk about...
If Wendy,
mother of dragons, first of her name,
right,
says you guys should talk about this, then I feel like we have the green light.
Right.
I know, because it's been in the news cycle for a little bit.
It has been, and I don't want to rehash all these old arguments that have been played out.
I think it's going to be more about getting people calling in,
telling
us how they feel.
You're always welcome to tell us how you feel, 312-981-7200. After the break, G, you want to talk about what we're going to be chatting about after this break?
Absolutely.
This is personal to you.
Absolutely. Very dear friend of mine passed away about in 2016, and out of something very tragic, another good friend of hers has created a foundation to remember her, and something very positive has come out of something very tragic, and I hope that you'll stick around so that you can hear about it, and it might be something that can be useful to you or a family member or a friend.
It's coming up in 2 minutes on 720 WGN.
Happy, beautiful Monday morning.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
This is Jisook Yi and John Hansen. And for Bill and Wendy, they're letting us drive the ship this morning.
They're just staring through the window right now.
While they're in a meeting, a very top secret meeting. So, John, I wanted to share something with the listeners.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for letting me do this, about an event that's coming up this month that's very close and dear to my heart. It involves a friend of mine who passed away. She was a former colleague at ABC7 Chicago. She was the executive producer of online operations, and she passed away in January 2016. I don't know if you heard. They still haven't caught the person that killed her.
She was on vacation.
Yep.
Right.
She was traveling solo to a farm, a working farm. She loved horses and animals, and she was traveling for the second time to this vacation farm. And so we thought she was safe traveling solo because she'd been there before. So they haven't caught any. There's been no resolution.
Right. I just remember this story galvanized the city. I mean, like, it really shocked a lot of people in our area.
She wasn't even 40 years old. She's absolutely gorgeous, just spitfire, incredible human being. She was like a beacon on a hill. Unbelievable, wonderful human being. And through all of this, one of her dear friends, she was a Northwestern grad, her name is Sandy Dreyer Molesky, decided to continue her legacy by building a ranch. It's called the Legacy Ranch in Lockport, Illinois. And they built this in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So that way that the Anne Elizabeth McCombs Swaney Foundation could operate from this ranch, and they provide equine therapy, which is horse therapy, for children with special needs and also adults that might be suffering from PTSD. So this is a fantastic resource for maybe if kids have autism or Asperger's.
What an awesome cause.
Or they're going through something, they need a little bit. Because horses are incredibly emotional creatures.
Right.
So actually on the phone right now, Sandy, you're on the phone, right? Hello,
here.
Sandy. Hi.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Great. Okay, so Sandy, this is me, G. We've got John over here, too.
Hey, Sandy, nice to meet you.
Hi, John, nice to meet you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about why you wanted to start this foundation and build this ranch out in Lockport.
Sure. Well, the foundation, obviously, anybody that knew Anne Swaney knows she was a force to be reckoned with, a huge philanthropist, and a lover of animals and people all over the world. And so we wanted her legacy to continue on in helping people and doing all the philanthropic work she'd been doing in her life. So we thought, with her love of horses and her belief that in retirement someday she would also work in some kind of equine-assisted therapy capacity, we thought that would be a perfect solution. When we started the foundation, our goal was really just to donate money to other equine-assisted therapy facilities in the Chicagoland area. In doing some research around that, we found that many of them were not very accessible to people in the Chicagoland area. They were 2 hours sometimes outside the city to get the help that they needed, which just really wasn't conducive for a lot of the caregivers that help the children and adults with the special needs to get the help they need. So we, my husband and I, purchased a property off of 355, so it's about 25 minutes outside the city, to host the Legacy Ranch, which is Anne's legacy, and where we also house the Anne Swaney Foundation And we provide therapy to all kinds of children, adults with special needs, whether it's mental health, physical needs, occupational therapy, physical therapy, you name it, all of it with horses. And our horses are tremendous, and they just really help all these folks to feel comfortable and to be able to live really successful lives.
Sandy, you know, the equine world isn't one I'm very familiar with. I think a lot of listeners out there might think that, you know, people that, you know, have horses or go to these ranches, it might be seem almost unattainable to them. How do you guys reach out and find people to be able to connect the dots to make sure that as many people can be touched by these animals as possible?
Yeah, well, it's funny because it's, you know, oftentimes we'll find that, especially for the special needs community, they may have had no experience with horses whatsoever. But when they come to the ranch, they immediately connect. And so a lot of times where we're seeing the really growth of the ranch is through word of mouth. The special needs community in the Chicagoland area is very tight-knit, and it's spread rapidly. So we are... we are expanding every day, getting more horses. We're actually going to need to build a new facility probably sooner than later, just because it's been so successful. We have some amazing stories from some of our parents and the caregivers, for the individuals that have come to the ranch, scared to death of horses, scared to death of animals in general, but immediately connect when they walk in. And it's amazing to see some of the changes in some of these families that we've had and we've had the ability to work with.
So, Sandy, talk about briefly a change that you have seen in a person that has come to the ranch and experienced this therapy.
Sure, absolutely. One of my favorite stories is a little three-year-old boy that came in, and his mother contacted us and said, you know, my son had a traumatic brain injury when he was about 15 months old, and he's also had a kidney surgery. He's very anxious and very concerned about getting hurt. So he, at 3 years old, when normally you're chasing kids all over the place, he was too afraid to play. He wouldn't play on the playground. He wouldn't interact. He wouldn't climb stairs. So no slides, no swings, nothing like that. He came into the ranch the first day and was almost mute. Didn't say a word, really scared, wouldn't kind of come near the horses. By the third week, he jumped on a horse and started to ride. And the look in his face and the joy in his eyes when he came running out to tell his mom, "Mommy, I rode a horse today." And his mom just started to cry. She grabbed him and said, "Oh, buddy, I'm so excited." And she said every day since then, for the first time ever, he let his dad put him on his shoulders and carry him around in public. He's playing on the playground. He's going down slides. He's living a three-year-old's life, whereas before he wasn't able to do that because he was too emotionally afraid to do it based on his past traumas.
Wow. That's incredible. And you hear stories like that, and just it moves you. You guys have a fundraiser this Saturday, the 20th, from 3 p.m. till sunset. I'm looking at the website. I love that, till sunset. A few details.
Right.
How can people sign up, and is that a great way to get involved and start contributing?
Absolutely. We would love that. So on AnnSwaneyFoundation.org, the website, you can purchase tickets there. We're also on Facebook under the Ann Swaney Foundation or under the Legacy Ranch. Tickets are for sale through any of those channels or through www.thelegacyranch.org. You can purchase them really any way you'd like. And we also, obviously, donations are huge for us. Our goal this year is to purchase a wheelchair lift for those that are not as ambulatory to be able to take advantage of the horseback riding portion of the therapy, as well as to provide some financial assistance for families in need. I get calls and emails daily for families that really want this therapy and know it would be so beneficial, but they just can't afford it on their own. And so our goal is to help, try to help them make that happen for their family members.
Sandy, I had one other question for you. I was kind of moved by when you said that this is something that you think that Ann would have done in her retirement. And I was just thinking, You know, so many people, when they pass early, that we create foundations for them and try and something that they might have loved or loved doing. But to actually picture that that's something that person may have done if they had been able to live the full potential through their life. I imagine that the fact that it's a tangible thing, it means a lot to you guys. It's not just someone writing a check. It's someone, you know, it's getting people that wouldn't have this opportunity to be able to touch, to be able to feel. That really makes a huge difference, not only in that moment when they're with the horse, but in their lives that they bring home too.
Absolutely. And, you know, we really feel the spirit of Anne on the ranch every day. And when we see the smiles of these children and these adults that get the therapy done, you know, we know that that's really Anne's work. You know, without Anne, none of this would have happened. And none of these hundreds of families would have gotten the services they need. And, you know, it's Anne's way of giving back forever.
So the event is July 20th. And Sandy, right. One more time, do you want to just plug where people can get tickets?
Sure. So if you go to www.AnneSwaney.org, you can buy tickets through her website.
Well, beautiful. And Sandy, truthfully, you are the heart and soul of all of this and making this happen. So I know that Anne is smiling down from above every day, you know. And thanks, John, for helping me get
through this
segment.
Oh my gosh,
it's still a little hard to talk about her.
Sandy, it was great. Thanks for joining us here on WGN.
Thank you guys both so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll have more after this on 720 WGN. 10:28 on this Monday morning. Boy, it was tough to go back to work today, I think, for a lot of people out there. But you're back now, and we're okay. And G and John here to get you through the midday until 12, and then we'll be here until 1 on the bonus stream as well. G, you were getting kind of emotional, obviously, through that segment. I didn't, you know, I'd heard that story. I didn't realize that you and Anne were so close.
Yes, very close. In fact, I have her cat. So her cat
really?
Was her other person,
right?
Non-person that she loved dearly,
right.
And every day I get to enjoy and live my life with her cat, which makes me think of her. But, you know, I so appreciate what Sandy and her husband have done, because when you think about, and all of us have experienced great loss in our lives, but one of the things that happens is you don't say that person's name anymore,
mm-hmm.
or you're not talking about that person with someone, and this gives a place where her name is said, and her name is said out loud, and that's a beautiful thing to keep someone's memory alive.
Right, and especially in a way where it's not when you say their name or when you remember it, it's just to reflect on the bad thing that happened to
right.
end their life. You
Absolutely.
Know, when someone's taken from you so
it's
soon.
Honestly, it's honestly like a phoenix rising from the ashes, something good coming from something
right.
really tragic. So
yeah, I encountered a similar or in different circumstances, but I was talking as we were leading up to Pride Week about a gentleman who had gathered all these materials. He was actually on with Justin Kaufman too. Owen's his name on the north side. He collects all these materials of LGBT past history in Chicago. And a lot of it is through people that died, unfortunately, in the AIDS crisis in the 80s. And that's one thing he said. He said, we don't want to just say these people's name and then it's like, oh, that's right, that person died from HIV or AIDS complications. Let's remember their life, what they love to do. And that's what's so beautiful about the project,
right.
the Legacy Project.
Yeah, the hard part is the ones of us that are left behind and figuring out how do we move forward and how do we move forward in a way that is in a positive way.
Yeah.
Right?
The cat's okay, right?
Oh, yeah. She's great. She's sassy.
All right. That takes us right up to 10:30. More G and John coming up in a bit. WGN. Thank you very much, Don. And G here with me, G Suki, and myself filling in for Bill and Wendy.
Hello.
Is there at a very big, important meeting?
Yes, top secret.
Eyebrows raised, monocles to the eye.
Except Cochran said he's going to tell everybody about
this. Yeah, he's going to reveal all the details.
Tomorrow.
They're doing a fun creative meeting, everyone in the staff's here, so you get everyone, you get all of us on the air here for the next couple hours. So we queued this up perfectly to talk about solar power.
Yes.
On maybe the sunniest day of the year, abundant sunshine all day long, and Eric Heinemann is joining me now. I got that right, Heinemann, right?
Yeah, you got it.
We've got a Heinemann on staff, so he's on the morning show, so I just want to make sure. Heinemann. A little confusing. And you're part of Windfree Solar, which, give us the rundown on what you guys do.
Yeah, so Windfree's been around since 2009. The first installation ever was a Oprah-sponsored school.
Oh, wow.
And, at Burr Elementary in Chicago.
That's CPS. A good way to start it out, by the way.
Yep.
Get Oprah there for your unveiling.
So she was there. We didn't have a name. And she asked the founder, Doug Snorer, you know, what's the name of the company? And he said, how about Windfree? And she said, great, just don't spell it that way. And it was a wind and solar project. So we had the wind, you know, Windfree.
Oh,
right?
I see.
Small-scale wind turbine on Burr and solar.
So you guys installed at Burr, you said, a solar panel and a little wind turbine.
Yep.
And are these available only commercially, or are they available for homes? Where are we at now in this landscape of trying to change our energy providers?
So we do residential and commercial.
Okay.
We do about 50-50. A lot of single-family residential projects in Chicagoland. A lot of big ground mount systems at farms, like in DeKalb.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big, flat commercial roofs. So we do it all. At Burr, it was just a few panels. It was a tiny grant program.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't produce a ton of energy, and this was about 10 years ago. Now solar is really good in Illinois because of the incentives and rebates that come from the utilities, thanks to the Future Energy Jobs Act, which is now law. Payback can be anywhere from 1 year to 5 years. You know, 1 year's really, really good.
When you say payback, you mean?
Like return on investment.
Okay.
Yep. So if you have a commercial property, you know, you can sometimes you can get in that 1 to 2 year payback, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
Residential is probably around the 3 to 5 year.
And you're already making your money back in 3 to 5 years.
Mm. So after you've made the money back, you have free energy for the next 25 years.
Wow.
So that's the beauty of solar, is that sun is free once you've made the investment.
Because the complaint that I've heard from a lot of people that want to help the environment is that this is such a costly undertaking.
Endeavor, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so there's a lot of new financing vehicles out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can get traditional loans and then you get 75% of your money back in year one, which is a big chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, you know, finance through alternative loans. There's something called a power purchase agreement. That's more for commercial projects. But that's like instead of paying ComEd, you're paying this third party that basically finances the system that's on your roof.
Is there a website or a place people can go for all these loans, or where they're aggregated into one place?
Illinois Solar Energy Association, ICEA.org, is a local nonprofit solar website.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's great that you get the return on investment in up to 5 years, mm-hmm. but if you don't have the initial cash to invest in it, you're just going to go with the old means. Sure.
How much cash are we talking for a standard single family home? I know that there's no standard.
Right,
but
right. So it all depends how big you want to go, mm-hmm. you know, how much you want to offset. So, you know, I did my house back in 2012, mm-hmm. and it was about 10 grand. It was a pretty small system, a 2 kilowatt. So I'd say, you know, 10 grand on the low end to up to 30 grand.
Okay.
You know, depending how big you want to go. To the point of, you know, the financing piece, we do have another financial partner that, you know, will give you basically a 25-year loan because the panels are warrantied for 25 years.
Okay.
And instead of just paying your electric bill, you're just paying them, and it's kind of about the same amount.
Interesting.
Oh, got it.
So that's like another way you can do it. So there's a lot of different ways. The best is if you can get a loan, you get all these incentives to yourself.
Because talking about all of these environmental initiatives, it's not really going to hit the mainstream unless it's affordable and easy for people to do.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. So that's the innovation has to also come on that front as well.
Is the technology improving every time, every couple of years, or are we pretty much capped out what we can get from our sun?
So the best technologies, best panels, the most expensive right now are about 21% efficiency. You know, the cheaper ones that, you know, everyone tends to buy is about 18 to 19% efficiency. The technology is really good right now. You know, it's been advancing since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, there's the biggest thing is it's produces a lot of power, even in Chicagoland, you know.
Yeah, right, because we just had a spring where we were talking about how cloudy it was.
Right.
And in fact, that's what a 312 texter wanted to know. If there's not enough sun, do you rely on the power grid? So is it like a hybrid situation where you're set up in both camps?
Yeah, so what the utilities allow us to do is we plug in the panels on your roof, and then when the power is producing, you know, if you had an old school meter, your meter would spin backwards.
Right.
So, and if you're home using that power, you're actually using the renewable energy that you're producing at that moment. If you're not home, that power is just going into the grid, and then the utilities are paying you for that power.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
How much are we seeing a huge growth in people doing this? Is it cheaper for new home construction to have it? Are new homes thinking about, are contractors thinking about this as they're building new projects? I mean, is it just taking time? Is it a matter of just word of mouth and just?
I think we're in the Midwest and people aren't thinking this way. We're kind of slowest to get this, right? But with saying that, we're a top 5 state in the entire country for new solar growth. So we're actually doing really well,
mm-hmm.
Because the incentives are so good through the utilities. With saying that, you know, what the capacity is for every resident in Chicago to have, you know, solar, we would need 23 gigawatts of solar for everybody in the entire city to have solar. And as a comparison, we've done 14 megawatts of solar over 10 years in Illinois.
Sounds like less.
And yeah, it's like 1% of that,
okay.
right?
Okay, right.
What we've been able to do in 10 years. So
how do we change that? Is it a matter of just continuing
just
these grants?
Yeah. Telling people that it's affordable.
Well, I didn't even know that you could really do it on your house. And I was going through your website, and I got to say that I was looking at one house that had done a pretty large paneling on their roof. Kind of fits in aesthetically, too. Like, it's not quite as Martian-looking as it used to be, I guess you could say.
I want to know about snow and when it's all covered with snow. Like, do you have to get up there and like brush
shovel your solar panels?
Like, how does that happen?
On a pitched roof, it just kind of slides off.
Okay.
You know, and fingers crossed. House, it would, you know, make a big noise when it would slide off when there was a lot of snow. But, you know, in general, people aren't up there sweeping off their panels. They're at a pitch that deals with rain and snow.
Well, good to know.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah, so it's just a matter of us talking about it and getting these. I mean, the grants have got to be huge. Those have got to stay around as long as we can,
Did you talk about tax breaks?
Yeah, that's the other piece is the federal tax credit is 30% right now, and that's stepping down starting next year. So it goes from 30% to 26%, and it keeps going down every year. So there's a federal tax credit. That's 30% of the project. There's SRECs, which are the renewable energy credits that you get from the utilities, and that can be up to another 35%. And then for commercial properties, there is a smart inverter rebate also from the utility. That's another 10%. So when you add it up, it could be 75%, you know, in the first year that you get back. So it's, that's why everyone wants to be in Illinois right now.
I mean, I hear from people that are building a home from the ground up, a new construction. And it sounds like it is perhaps one of the most painful processes anybody can go through.
I don't know how anyone chooses what the heck they want in their house.
I mean, it always sounds like it's with a lot of headaches
and a lot of decisions.
A lot of delays. I mean, do you guys make it pretty straightforward and easy?
Like, so we're mostly doing retrofits, but we do some new construction too.
Okay.
You know, we're partnered with construction firms that are doing it at the same time. Most of the residential is an existing building, same with commercial. I'd say that the headache is all the pieces that we do, which is dealing with the utilities. So we design, build, engineer, and deal with ComEd or Ameren. And that's a long period of time. You know, that can take a month to 2 months before you even construct anything.
Got
so
it.
You guys just waiting around.
You guys connect the dots for people that
way?
We
do everything. So we're turnkey. So
that's really nice. What role does wind play in this? You mentioned that you had a combo unit you were installing. Is that how it works in most residential houses, or is it solar only?
I mean, the interesting thing is when it's not sunny, it's windy. So they're cool to pair with. A lot of people are doing mostly solar because the solar incentives are really good. But if, you know, they want to do wind at the same time, we'll do it. Wind is a little more trickier based off the jurisdiction, the municipality, you know, rules in the homeowners association. Solar has so much growth that people are kind of used to it now. And the wind we were doing was real small scale, you know, like a 2 kilowatt system, something real tiny.
A 773 texted, and I worked on the MLS project. It adds value when you sell your house. I imagine that's interesting because you can use that as a selling point. So installation could almost be like equity in a way.
Yeah, my real estate agent said it was always, you know, the gravy on the deal.
Ooh, I like gravy too.
Extra gravy.
Frank, where can people find out more information about what you guys do?
So our website's winfree.us, and you can call for a free evaluation proposal at 312-588-6953.
Spell that though.
WINDFREE.US.
It's not just wind. It's not free, but go to windfree.us.
Yep. Yeah,
and
don't put
Winfree Solar.
Yeah.
And good luck finishing up your MBA down at the University of Illinois, right? Or, I mean, the campus online, right? The MBA program?
Yeah, global program. You do it from anywhere in the world. We do meet up on campus from time to time, and there's global meetups all over the world.
Do you still say ILL?
I do, yep.
ILL?
INI.
Okay, good. Even if it's online, we still got to do that stuff. Hey, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Windfree.us. More after this on 720 WGN. Live read fight. She just threw some paper at me in the middle of that live read. Still nailed it.
Yeah, really did.
You're already collecting all your gold from your purse and the coins. You're heading out to Palatine to PGS Gold.
I need to melt some gold down.
You got grandma's stuff you got to bring out there.
I know.
And grandpa's coins. Hey, everyone. 720 WGN. John Hanson here. The wonderful Jisuke over there.
Hello.
And the amazing Viv over there, too, behind the glass. And
yes!
We're in for Bill and Wendy till noon on the Megawatt Station. Then we're going to switch over to the stream until 1 o'clock. We've got the Winter's Business Lunch coming up at noon as well. Okay, so we should give away stuff, right? We got stuff to give away. So we need some interaction here from the callers.
Okay.
Not that solar energy wasn't exciting, because I thought that was informative stuff. But let's talk about this story. 312-981-7200. Have you, your kids, or your grandkids, or maybe you, somehow, some way, bought something on a phone that you shouldn't have or you didn't know was happening, or your kids or your grandkids did it?
and the package just shows up.
Right.
And you're like, what is
what
this?
What is this?
So first you're excited because you're like, somebody sent me a gift. And then you realize, oh, I must have
I bought this.
Or someone in this house bought this.
Right. Well, what we're inspired by, and you see some of these stories popping up now and again, a two-year-old accidentally purchased a $430 couch while paying for her mom's phone. We're playing on her mom's phone, I should say. So this is out of San Diego. Her two-year-old daughter was on her phone, as kids often are. Can't keep them off the phones or the iPads. And shortly after, this woman named Isabella was surprised and confused to see that she had a $430 couch on her way, on its way.
And
from
you
Amazon.
Know what? It's not just as simple as sending it back, because there's a shipping fee and then mm-hmm. a restocking fee.
And it's a couch.
Yes.
It's not like you're just getting a DVD or something.
So it's a big box. But you know, right now, this is the trend. There are all of these couches that you sort of assemble that are being sent through.
Oh.
That you just shipped.
I don't want to do that.
You.
No. Yeah. That doesn't sound good. So Isabella told the news that she had two daughters, a two-year-old and a newborn. And of course, they play with the phone. And apparently that she had been looking, the mother had been looking at different couches online through Amazon. And that's how the daughter found it. Personal experience, my niece has a real interesting way. She's five, mm-hmm. and they love the iPad. And my sister-in-law hasn't, you know, lets them play with it. And my niece, even with the babysitter there, was ordering a bunch of movies, like Blu-ray, like not Blu-ray, but to order and play
right.
them.
Streaming.
Even though, and the babysitter's like, don't you have that on Blu-ray? She's like, yeah, but it's all the way over there. And the babysitter didn't step in. They just started playing these movies. She ordered like 20 movies that they had most of them on Blu-ray, but Matilda doesn't quite know how to get the Blu-ray player to work. So she just orders it on the iPad. And keep in mind, her mother, my sister-in-law, she has no idea how to do it herself. She cannot figure out the movies, how to order them.
Okay, first of all,
mm-hmm.
is this babysitter still working for
your... Sure. I'm sure.
I mean, how many movies?
I think it was 20 movies.
That's a lot of money.
Like, she's put a lot in the queue. She's, like, looking at things that she wants to look up later and just, well, boop, buy it, download
that's,
it.
That's the main thing. With iTunes and apps, everybody has to watch their kids because mm-hmm. they're just going to order things.
Right.
Especially with games. Like, well, you have to unlock more levels.
Right.
And then you have to order that.
Well, you imagine there's protections on these things.
No,
and this
there's
is,
no protections,
well, there,
John.
So there was on this app. And that's the thing, is that she figured out how to do it.
These kids are geniuses.
She knew the password or knew what to do or what to swipe to be able to do it. And that's where my sister-in-law said, look, I don't even know the password to this app. I don't know how she figured it out. She says that when she goes on the app, my sister-in-law has to like reset her password because she doesn't remember what she chose. But there's her niece doing it. So 312-981-7200. What have you... And I purchased stuff, but it wasn't because I accidentally clicked the wrong button.
No,
it's
you were,
I, a couple
you were
drinks.
Inebriated.
Yes.
You had one too many glasses of wine.
This is way back in my 20s, but I woke up one morning with a notification from Southwest Airlines that I had booked a trip to Las Vegas.
Thank God it was Southwest and you could get the money back.
Oh, I went on that trip. Anything to go.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Do you know anyone that that does this? Oh, by the way, so if you've ever had kids or no one that called in, mm-hmm. we're looking for the best one. Which prize do you want to give away, G?
Let's do the Ghostbusters one. You
I love
do a
that.
Pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia on July 21st to see Ghostbusters celebrating its 35th anniversary with the score performed live by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And you can join our very own Dean Richards,
ooh.
Who will lead a pre-concert discussion. You can get tickets at Ravinia.org. So, yes, call in. Tell us about how your kid ordered something really expensive
yes.
online without your knowledge, with your credit card, and then there you're surprised with this giant box that's delivered to your door or
yes.
a giant bill
yes.
on your credit card.
We'll pick a winner after this. Call on in 312-981-7200 here on WGN. 720 WGN, G and John here chatting about things that you bought online or that your kids have bought for you that you didn't even know about. Inspired by the family out of San Diego, where a two-year-old bought a $400 couch. Arlene, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. I love Ghostbusters. I love you. I love Ravinia. I just want you to know.
Oh, this is John, not Dean, though. Dean's not.
Oh, John.
That's okay.
John. Hey, we're listeners 40 years. You know, we're in our 60s. We're retired. And you know what the boys did? You save up money, you finally buy the cell phones.
You bought them, okay, so you buy them cell phones.
Okay, they were in middle school. We decided that they needed responsibility. We needed to know where they were after school.
And one night they sat in their own rooms separately, thinking they were asleep. They texted each other all night.
Oh, wow. They were just texting each other.
Yeah. In those days, you know, we added to our bills, well, $100. We all have cell phones now. And we got the bill a month later with a $300 texting charge.
Okay. That's not good. So they didn't buy anything, but they were overusing their plan.
Right. They were just on the phone all night. That's buying minutes. That's texting. You get charged for every text.
No,
text a big one. So I begged. I was on the phone with one of the big carriers many times. And believe it or not, I got it wiped clean.
Oh, good. That's good.
Great.
My younger brother, we were on a cruise once when we were little, and he was calling his girlfriend back home. And so we were in the middle of the ocean. I think it was about $3,000, and I'm not joking. Because he was using the cruise.
Did your parents pay it?
No, I think they negotiated it down. My brother ended up paying a lot of it. But it was because...
Is the same brother that burnt down the yard?
Nope, this is a different one. Oh. Great question, though.
No wonder you're the favorite son.
Right. Arlena, stay on the line. I think Viv's going to be able to help you out with those Ghostbuster tickets. But we're going to continue this conversation after the news, and we got more stuff to give away. So Anthony, Sherry, don't go anywhere if you can. What did your kids do that they shouldn't have done? Well, that's pretty broad. What did they do on the phone that they shouldn't have done?
Yeah,
also broad. What did they buy?
Yes,
exactly.
What showed up at your door?
Mm-hmm. I remember when I lost my mind. Bet you'd lose your mind if your kid spent $500 on a couch you didn't want.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Happy Monday, 11:09 on this gorgeous sunny day. Not only outside as we look out from the Allstate Skyline Studio onto Michigan Avenue and the river and all that. It's sunny in here because Jisuke's here.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I know that after a long holiday weekend,
a lot
of people probably had a hard time getting back into the groove.
They were late coming to work, too, because traffic early this morning was a breeze, but it still got bad around 8:30. I think everyone was just in denial about coming
in. Right. So if you were lucky to have an extended weekend this past weekend, hopefully you're in the groove of it now.
Yeah.
Amen to
getting
that. Getting close to lunchtime. Break is coming up.
We're getting there. 312-981-7200, chatting with folks about things that their kids or grandkids or friends may have bought online on their phones without them knowing. We already heard from Arlene. Let's hear from Anthony. Anthony, you're on WGN. Thanks for holding through the news.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
My 8-year-old daughter ordered a swimming pool.
wait. Yeah, in-ground or?
Amazon.com.
What size? What size
it's,
swimming
about,
pool?
About 16 foot. It's about 5,000 gallons of water.
Now, hold on. Do you mind telling us how much it cost?
You know, it was on Amazon. It was only about $350.
Did you notice it? Did you notice the order or the charge, or did it just show up at your doorstep?
I noticed the charge.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's the question. Did you end up keeping it?
I have the pool, yes.
Yeah!
That's awesome.
It's not here. I moved here from California, it was nice to have a pool. It's pretty hot here in the summer.
But then the cute thing is, then Daddy had a project you had to do. How did you fill up that pool? You just leave the garden hose in it for hours?
I left the garden hose in it. Yeah, it costs a lot of money on that level, too, I suppose. But
the smiles on her face must have been worth it.
Yes, they're both. I have two very cute children, so I lose.
My other question is: did you end up talking to her about future use of the tablet or phone or computer and
absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a strict rule about using my phone, but we were talking about getting a pool. She's 8, so went through the phone. Yeah. What am I going to do? Pool's great.
I think this just means she has been given the green light.
Yes.
I think this means Dad is okay with this. This worked out fantastic. Next up, order a bicycle.
I think Dad's just a sucker.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe big wheels, something like that. Hey, Anthony, stay on the line. We got some tickets for you to go see The Wizard of Oz at Chicago Shakespeare Theater Company at Navy Pier. We'll have more on that in just a second. So Anthony's going to go on hold here. I had a few texts. This predates all the normal technology. This is from the 847.
Okay.
This one makes me laugh. This predates all the normal technology of today. In the 80s, I ended up with a $500 phone bill in the 80s from a landline phone when this person's daughter, all of 4 years old, decided to call the Empire Carpet Man every time the phone number came on the screen. And you know how often that commercial comes right. on. And she called every other advertisement when the number came on the screen. How cute is that?
That's adorable.
She's probably got the little roto if it's the 80s too, and you see the number.
I mean, that requires some determination. This kid was a genius.
Right. And we know how often those commercials air here in Chicago. I mean, I imagine tile outlets on there and all these other routine ones getting all these calls. $500, that's a lot. Sherry's been on hold. Sherry, thanks for holding on to the news. You got a story for us?
Yeah, my mom called one day and wanted to know why I had sent a bunch of dinosaur stuff to her house for my son, who is four. Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So we ended up asking Nico about the dinosaur stuff that showed up to Grandma's house. And the favorite part was he didn't seem to think that he was in trouble. He seemed to think that we wanted him to teach us how to do it.
Oh. So
then the next time I was over at my mom's, you know, I was like, he used Alexa to do it.
Oh, my. You
and,
can use Alexa.
Because
she
keeps it down low so he can, like, you know, put on songs that he wants to hear and stuff like that. So it is reachable level. And so after we figured out that it was him, then I was over there one day. And he was like, here, Mom, like this. And I was like, no. We had a big conversation. But yeah, she's got like the Jurassic World trilogy now. Mm-hmm. And
how much did he spend on the dinosaurs?
Probably like around, not too much. I mean, it was like around $100.
That's,
the trilogy movie set was probably the bulk of it.
That's a lot for dinosaurs.
Yeah. Well, and it was just, he is dinosaur crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He just took him to the Field Museum for free day the other day. So anything dinosaurs, he's all for it. But, you know, she thought I had done it like it was a surprise or something, like I was hiding it at her house.
And did the dinosaurs stay?
Oh, yeah, everything, nothing got returned.
These kids have figured it out.
My favorite thing is
that... I don't know what was funnier, that he thought he needed to teach us or, like, Papa's face when he found out when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But it's so true because kids know how to operate technology a lot more, you know, innately, and they can do it in a very easy way. They just mm-hmm. they've grown up with it.
Oh, yeah.
So they really do have to teach a lot of their parents and grandparents, especially.
I was going
to
say, through Alexa, he can come teach me. I have no idea how to work that thing. So
I heard a great quote the other day, which is like, you know, we're always yelling at them about, like, put the phones down, like, join the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody said, like, but their world is on there.
Yes, it's our whole thing. And that's a sad state of reality. It is. You're right. Maybe not sad. It's just a different reality.
Different.
Hey, Sherry, stay on the line. We're going to send you to go see Wizard of Oz. Thank you so much. Let's go to Marianne. Marianne, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing yourself?
Doing really well. Where are you calling from, Marianne?
Chicago.
All right. Chicago representing. You got a story for us?
Yes, I do. My nephew, who is now 40 years old, when he was about 10 years old, was by my mother for the day. And all she did was say, oh, my God, he was so good. He just stayed downstairs and watched TV, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she got her cable bill and got all these pay-per-view wrestling on there. Now she knows why he was down there so quiet.
How much did he spend?
Probably a couple hundred.
Oh, my God. That you can't return. That's been watched, and that is over.
That was 30 years ago, so there was no technology but a landline involved.
Oh, yeah, because you probably just had to call, or I forget exactly how it worked. But, yeah, if you had the access to the channel, all you had to do is click a few buttons on the phone. And, oh, my God. Did he end up getting into wrestling as a career? Maybe it was a good investment for him.
No, but he liked to watch wrestling.
Oh,
and the wrestling matches sometimes at the... Yeah, I was like, surprise, Grandma,
his wife's
so quiet.
Yeah. Well, Marianne, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. Calling from Chicago. Let's go to LaVon. LaVon, you're on WGN.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing really well. You got a funny story for us?
I do. When my son was in second grade, or our son, he ordered an Apple computer online.
Wow.
Wow.
So smart.
It was unbelievable when it showed up at the house.
Oh, you didn't know until the moment it arrived. How long did it take you to sort through what had happened?
Well, we had an Apple store down the street, and we ended up going over there and talking to them about the charge on the thing. And they went ahead and took it back because we didn't open the box when it was delivered.
Oh, that's good.
But he did want to keep it. And,
right? That's why he bought it.
$3,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Over $3,000. And he was in second grade. So when his birthday time came, and he is really into computers nowadays, these kids are, we said, we'll get you an Apple computer, but you'll have to pay half with your birthday money, and we'll pick up the other half.
Oh, there you go.
So it all worked out.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, because I imagine you're just like, what the heck is this? What was this for? It's got to be some mistake. And then you turn behind you, and there's your second grader going, "Yay! Can't wait to open it."
And he had no problem with it. I can't believe they took. I mean, the whole order went through right on Dad's charge card. No problem.
Oh, that's amazing! Hey, LaVon, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Oh, sorry, 720. I just hung up on LaVon. Aww. Great story, LaVon. Yeah. I put her on hold. Oops-a-daisy. Yeah, I guess, you know, this is the state we live in. You know, I'm sure, like, and I love that there's not only, this is not just a new technology problem. You know, this is something I thought, oh, this is only because of phones these days. But you're right. When you had the landline and you could make the call, or we have a text coming in saying that in the 70s, a friend's daughter tracked Santa because they probably had a phone number.
Oh, yes.
$300 phone bill in the 70s. Because you just stay on that line and they're charging you by the minute. Stuff like that. But I remember when cell phones really kind of came out, was it after 9 o'clock? That's when cell phones were cheaper, the calls were cheaper or something.
Oh my goodness, I remember that
too. So you'd wait to call your friends until 9 or 10 o'clock. But yeah, the cruise story one, I mean, that bill was insane. My younger brother who called off the cruise ship.
I remember you had to buy these calling cards a lot of times, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then
at least that would control how much you talked, in theory.
Well, you would just fly through them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right. 312-91-7200 if you want to join the conversation. I think we're going to chat World Cup after this.
Yeah.
You're giving me that World Cup sign?
Yes, I am.
We'll change gears after this on 720 WGN. Uh-huh. 720 WGN. John Hanson, Jisuke, in for Bill and Wendy. They're in the building at a very important meeting. Mm-hmm. We're here till noon, then we switch over to the stream. And Elise Glink filling in for Steve Bertrand on the Winter's Business Lunch coming up in 37 minutes. Gee, I got a curveball here for you. I forgot that this story had come across my line of sight yesterday. Did you hear about, do you follow Gwyneth Paltrow very much?
I do.
Are you a gooper?
I am not a gooper.
Yeah. That sounds so offensive to say. Is that what they call themselves?
It is, well, I mean, the goop can be controversial at times.
Are you a fan, not a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow?
I'm mixed.
Right.
Sometimes the items featured on Goop are just so extravagant.
Goopy.
And beyond anyone's means.
Yeah, very much so.
And then, out of touch.
And she plays them off like they're
everyday
like
items.
Like everyone we know.
No.
This $1,000 air fryer does a great job. It's single use only. Yes.
Yes. It's disposable.
It's disposable.
Everything we sell on this site is disposable.
I use a toilet once and then I have the workers come in and install a new one, obviously.
Right.
That's
just
how we
very,
live.
Very extravagant.
Well, she's been roasted because she didn't recognize a coworker for the third time. And not just any coworker, an actor in a film with her who's been in multiple films with her. Gwyneth Paltrow still has not learned this person's name. His name is Sebastian Stan. He played Bucky Barnes / Winter Soldier in Captain America. So it doesn't sound like a very big role. I don't know who Sebastian Stan is. Do you?
I don't know.
Yeah. And when you have a title name that's Bucky Barnes / Winter Soldier, he called out Gwyneth Paltrow, who played Pepper Potts, after she failed to recognize him for an astounding third time. So Stan pointed out the actress's faux pas in a simple yet searing way on Instagram after attending his first couture show at Paris Fashion Week. So he said, also glad I got to reintroduce myself to Gwyneth Paltrow for the third time. We are in the same film. Little petty.
You know, though, I can see where he's coming from, but also I can defend her as well, because if you think about how many people she meets and how many movies she's been in, and she's been, I mean, she is an industry baby. Her parents, you know, her father was a producer, I think Twin Peaks. He's a very well-known producer. Mother is an incredible actress. So she's grown up
in that world,
the industry,
in that group world.
And she's been acting since she was very young. I think her first movie was like Peter Pan. Steven Spielberg is her godfather.
Oh, wow.
So if you think about it, think about how many people she meets on a daily basis.
Right.
And so, yeah, should she remember him? But is she forgiven for not? Yes. But is it hurtful to him? Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think for him to call her out like that is a little bit rude, especially if you're looking to make it in the business. You want to keep as many friends as you can. Also, just because they're in the same movie together, I don't know. Were they in a bunch of scenes together? Were they even in the same place? I mean,
because there are movies where the actors aren't ever, they don't even see each other.
Never see each other. Never see each other. But yes, three times is a little bit embarrassing. But I think we've all had that, right?
Oh, listen. Sometimes I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Right.
Sometimes I'm like, they're like, what did you do? Like, I remember, you know, doing a daily show.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, well, who was on yesterday?
Or
who
no
was
idea.
On this morning? I totally forgot. Does that ever happen to
you? Of course. You just dump your brain out after the show's
right.
over.
Or it's just, and I used to always think, okay, listen, growing up, I used to think, well, why can't adults remember more?
Mm-hmm.
I used to think, well, boy, all the adults around me are super forgetful. Like, hello. Well, if you think about it, I'd only been alive like 12 years.
Right.
Like, I'm 12 years old, wondering why all the adults around me are just like totally like, you know, scatterbrained. Meanwhile, you know, they're multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to do all of this stuff. And on top of that, they've lived a lot more years. So now it's all coming back, you know, it's all
now
coming full circle, because I'm like, I can't remember anything, because it's like now the more you live, the
right.
more people you've met, the more things you've done. You can't remember.
Well, here's the other thing, is that once you don't know someone's name and you continue to meet them and see them in the office or wherever you go, now you can't ask. There's a point where you're done. You don't know that person's name.
Okay, I have a question.
There, go ahead, Don.
I was just going to say, there's a guy
in this building.
At a different building I work in, but it's a food restaurant that I go into every day, and I just recognized last week that he's been calling me Dom. I think the entire time. And now what am I supposed to do? I just am.
You're done. You're dumb.
Yeah, it's
been
too much time.
I mean, that happens to me all the time just because I have an odd name.
Right.
So it's
sure.
Technically my first name is G Sook,
mm-hmm.
but everyone calls me G, but people always hear Jean or mm-hmm. Jane. I don't correct them.
I do have a story about someone in the building, and I've told her this, so I feel okay sharing it. But the wonderful producer for John Williams is Elif, and I love her, and I've worked with her plenty of times filling in for John, but I had met her three times, and the third time I went, I'm John, and she goes, yes, John, I know, I'm Elif, you've met me a couple times, in her very Elif way. If you know Elif, she's very matter-of-fact, she's as sweet as can be, and I love working with her, but I was so embarrassed that for the next year, every time I'd see her in the building, I went, hey, Elif, how's it going, Elif, just to make sure I reiterated to her that I knew her name.
Did you check her Instagram after that happened?
Yeah, I was right on it to make sure I wasn't in some story or something like that. But yeah, no, I felt terrible. But I think that happens. And I wish there was a better way to get... I always have Enrique as the buffer. I try and do the introduction. And I've told Enrique, I'm like, if I'm introducing you to someone, I need you to extend your hand, say your name, and say, what is your name? So that I can hear it back. That's why you get married to people, folks, so they can do that for you.
If you have a great buffer or if you have that wingman that can do that for you, sometimes you're with a wingman that's completely useless.
Yes.
And they just stand there and you're like, oh, I need you to introduce yourself to this
something.
Person.
And then ask for their name if they don't say it.
Throw you under the bus. But speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, she was recently on a episode of The Chef's Show,
mm-hmm.
which is from director and actor Jon Favreau.
Okay.
Where they cook. And apparently she had totally forgotten that she was in Spider-Man with him. So there we go. So she's got a lot on her mind, I think. That's what's been happening lately. But you know what? That's a superpower that I wish I had.
Right.
That I could remember everyone's name to their face by just hearing it once and meeting them once.
Right.
Think about it. You would rule the world.
You would rule the world. 312-981-7200. What's your creative way of getting around not knowing someone's name?
Yeah.
Besides just boss and chief, which are my two go-to right now. But I change them up every now and then. We'll hold on to that, though. We got to take a quick commercial break, then the news here on 720 WGN. We got to get to news, but I've just been informed that Winter Soldier was the main point of Captain America 2. So he was in a lot of scenes together with Gwyneth Paltrow. That's not good. I mean, I guess if you're wearing makeup, maybe you're transformed a little bit. I've interviewed people here on WGN and on The Jam that then, like, I see them a year later and they're like, oh, God, you interviewed me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And if you give me a few cues, it doesn't mean that you're unforgettable. Well, maybe that's part of it. But when you do it with so many people.
You mean it doesn't
interview people.
You mean it doesn't mean that they're forgettable.
Right. Doesn't mean that they're forgettable. Or maybe it does. I don't really know. Someone says, go through the alphabet if you have time. If that helps, I guess. Okay. Just 312-981. If you got a clue. Right.
I see what they're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Like, go through
to jog your memory.
312-981-7200. What's your most embarrassing, forgetful name situation? Hopefully not at the altar or anything like that. That'd be a good one. Didn't that happen in Friends? I think so. It is 11:33. We're a little late for news. And over to Ryan Burrow. Oh, I mean Don Kleppen. Over to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Get it? See, that was a joke I was going. Yeah, all right. That was a bad one.
It fits. Yeah, it's perfect.
There you go.
Topical. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, man. Good morning.
.720 WGN. Viv, that's the second time you played I'm Coming Out for me here in the, you know, girl, I'm already on. Not today. I mean, the last show I was on.
I was about to say. Still on here. I usually delete them after I play them.
I'm giving Viv some dad stuff today. I'm really,
come on. Giving her a heart
attack. I'm sorry.
Gee, come on. Do something here.
I know. John. I'm going to spank you.
Whoa.
Well, not like that.
Hey, I just told you I'm coming out. Hey, Viv, ever forget people's names? Are you good with names or... Because you've got a beautiful name. I don't know how anyone could ever forget that.
Vivian or Paraskevi, you mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Because Paraskevi, they all forget it.
Right. And doesn't your name mean Friday, right?
It does, yeah. Friday, Paraskevi.
Very Greek name. Best day of the week.
Right.
You are named after the... Oh, honey, what you is are golden.
Your name, Jisuki.
Yes. God, John, go here.
No, I'm just curious if what it means or what it...
Well, every Korean name has two characters for the first name,
okay,
which is why it's G-Suk. But everyone just calls me G. And each character means something different, and it depends on the combination,
okay,
et cetera, et cetera. But something like, I think, pure, like, it's kind of like clarity and purity and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. I don't know.
That wasn't offensive to ask, was
no,
it?
No, not okay. at all. It's just that people ask me all the time, and then I'm like, oh, God. I mean, my mother could tell you all about it.
Right.
I mean, she would spend 30 minutes
Let's
to tell
get her
you
on the line, yeah. We got time to fill in the streaming hour, yeah. Jisook's mom is going to be on at noon joining us for a half hour.
She would take the showdown. Oh,
right.
My goodness. Chicago's not. Chicagoland area
is not ready
for that.
312-981-7200. I think everyone has been in the situation where you forget a name.
Right.
Gwyneth Paltrow has forgotten a co-star in, I gotta say star, because he's been in big movies with her.
And man, I just Googled him, Sebastian Stan, and he is gorgeous. I would never forget him, honey.
You're staring at those eyes.
I know, I would take mm-hmm. one look at him, and I could mm-hmm. never forget his name if I wanted to.
Stan Sebastian. It's also got a name that's like easy to remember.
Yes.
You know, that's an easy
but,
one.
But, you know, we've already come to her defense. We've said that she's very busy. She's got a lot going
no,
on.
I'm
in a lot of movies.
I was at her defense when I thought that maybe they were just in passing scenes, or
okay,
he was an extra.
Maybe they weren't in scenes at all.
Yeah, no.
But how many scenes were they in together?
The person, the texter, says lots.
Oh, see, I love
And you
movie.
Always
I
trust
love
the texters.
The
Go ahead,
movie
Don.
Gwyneth Paltrow, I think the Winter Soldier, this Sebastian guy,
uh-huh.
he was in more than Gwyneth Paltrow's character
Ooh.
Was.
But they were together on screen at some point, right?
Yeah, in especially in the most recent, like the Infinity War and Endgame. Yeah,
Whoa.
They definitely were.
It's like very suitable that it's very suiting that we're talking about Avengers. Because
yes.
I just said that if I could have a superpower, if I could choose one, I would love to have the superpower of remembering everyone's name.
That'd be great.
Even if I met them once, because I think people value that so much.
Mm-hmm.
When you can call someone by their name, it is a really, it's a touching thing and people appreciate it. And you already feel connected and you feel like this person has paid attention to you and that you are of value. So
I agree, and I think that, like, in our business, when you're working your way up the business, like, the fact that Steve Cochran knows my name still makes me feel really good. You know, and I know that seems mm-hmm. silly to listeners
no,
out there,
no,
but
no, because he's
Steve's
a, he's
been
a
in the
legend.
Business. Exactly. He's a yeah. legend. I'm just this fill-in guy. But when you forget someone's name, what do you do? Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on WGN. Any experience with this, Kathy?
Oh, I sure do. Two things.
Okay.
Been listening. I have a wingman, and it's my husband.
Oh, that's why you get married for the scenario. So do you send him out and deploy him to get those names in case you've forgotten?
No. I just kind of lean into him and go, is that Sheila or is that Sherry? You know, and he'll just whisper to me. So I've got that covered. But here's my story.
Yep.
We live up in a golf community, and they have these member receptions like once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you name tags. Well, I would go up to somebody and they would cover their name tag.
What?
Why would they do that?
Yes,
on purpose?
Because they knew I was having trouble remembering everybody.
That's rude, Kathy.
It's
it was awful, and I'm getting better at it. And people go, "Oh God, Kathy, you remember my name?" And I'm like, "Well, I've been here 10 years, so hopefully I get it by now." But well, I had to call in and share that story.
That's great.
Well, Kathy, I have a similar story. This is G. I would be at an event once, and I did have someone come up to me, and she just came directly up to me. She said, "Hey," and I go, "Hi," and she goes, "What's my name?" And thank God, I remembered, I knew her name right away, and she, the smile on her face, because I remembered her name, was just so incredible. Yeah. But man,
and I was the one that called in about the alphabet, because I'm far away from
you. You got the dumb button there somewhere. We're good.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Kat. No, we appreciate
it. I had to call in.
Yeah, no, we
appreciate your show.
We appreciate it. We love you, too.
Kathy's a little firecracker.
Wow.
Yeah, my we'll remember
goodness.
Her name now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't forget it, especially when you quote the curse word on the thing. I couldn't find that button.
That was
Viv,
of,
you got us though, right, Viv?
Kind of adorable though. It was kind of adorable.
312-981-7200.
You know what though? That situation that Kathy was talking about, when someone comes up to you and they put you on the spot like that, even if you do know their name, sometimes being put on the spot makes you force you to do it.
Go a different way. Call it something else then.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just go the other way. I agree.
Or,
I think it's rude.
It makes your entire brain dump everything you know out. And
right.
You can't remember anything.
Right. It's like the name tag thing reminded me of that Seinfeld episode.
Right.
Where the mayoral candidate, I believe, suggests that everyone walks around with name tags. I forget who suggested it to him. Costanza's mom or something like that. I don't remember exactly the iteration. But I think it'd be wonderful if we all walked around with a little name tag or something. That would really help me out.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
I think you just are honest. When you meet someone and you don't remember their name, and you should remember their name, you should just say, "Oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I should know your name. I don't know your name. Can you just remind me one more time? And I promise the next time I see you, this won't happen again."
Yeah, honesty is definitely the best policy. I just feel like so bad when you're
I don't know.
Well,
you should
know.
Feel bad.
Well, no, but there's a lot of people out there. Let's go to Barb. Barb, you're on WGN. No swearing.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, Barb. I know you're not a swearer. You got a story for us?
I do, and it's not forgetting someone else's name. It's forgetting my own name.
Really?
That is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I had been married probably 2 months. We moved to the Quad Cities where I live now. I started a new job, and I went into someone's office to introduce myself, and I said, "Hi, I'm Barb," and I used my maiden name.
Uh-huh.
And I walked out, and I got down the hall, and I thought, "No, that's not my name." So I had to go back. I went in the office, and I said, "Excuse me, I am the new girl, and I did tell you my name, but that really isn't my name, because, see, now I have a different name." And I said, "I've only been married a couple of months, and I'm just not used to it yet." And unfortunately, this was the accounting department where the paychecks came from, you know. And so I thought, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to be fired because they're going to think I'm just a real ditz." So I went downstairs and I told my boss, and I said, "Okay, you're probably going to hear that I don't know my own name, but I do. I just haven't practiced."
You haven't
really
gotten it quite yet.
Lately,
yes.
So.
And don't worry, you stayed with that gig. Then you're all good.
I stayed with it for a couple of years. And,
and did you stay
good,
with the
yeah.
and did you stay with the husband that you the name
yes,
that you did?
I did for 4 years.
That's
so.
Good. Oh, wonderful, Barb.
Oh,
hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
you're
excusable.
Welcome.
That's excusable.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on WGN.
Yeah, you talk about names. I was on the street for 30 years. I remembered people's faces, but the names, unless they were like a real regular where we kept arresting them all the time.
Okay,
but,
yeah,
you know,
right. Your frequent flyers, as the paramedics call them, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had other names. People that had, like, subscriptions in their lives. They had so many issues.
So do you have any helpful hints for remembering names or any stories associated with that? Or just it was just something that you did every day?
It's just something that we did every day. I mean, you couldn't forget faces. And then, unfortunately, people, like, when they see me, if I'd be walking through the Jewel but not in uniform, they'd be like, they wouldn't recognize me because I was in plain clothes. And I'm like, well, you never knew who I was from the neck up.
Well,
I was like, you know.
Right.
It also helps that probably with your uniform, there was a name tag on your uniform too, right?
Yeah, most of the time. But then most of the time, a lot of the guys there, the women, female officers, would put like the black bands over it and for, you know, just for purpose so people wouldn't see their names right away because they'd always be saying, oh, I know this person, I know that person. Mm-hmm. So they would just block their names. I mean, they would give them if they needed it, but, you know, it's things can go two ways.
And how many years did you do, did you serve?
I was on 30th Street, yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thanks very much, Dave. We appreciate that.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. Yeah, talking about the names, a lot of people. We had a texter, 414. I'm sorry, but you remember my name and I don't remember yours. I think that's the thing. Or if you don't remember your, if you're not going to remember yours, I'm not going to remember it. Or
I mean, it goes both ways. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, but like, you know, the gentleman that just called, some people have jobs or are involved in jobs where they meet a lot more people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're surrounded by people a lot.
708 says, between my three kids, they have a ton of friends. I don't remember any of their names. Well, it's just hun. Hey, hun.
Sometimes mothers have trouble remembering the kids' names. They call the kids different names, right? Did your mom do that with all
I've been
the
called
boys?
Michael Andrew. I've been called the dog's names before she finally settles on Jonathan. By the way, I thought it was funny during the Seinfeld thing. I was talking about the names. I forgot about the name. The character who did it was Lloyd Braun, who suggested having the name tags.
Yes.
Quick commercial break, and we'll wrap things up here on 720 WGN. Couple more minutes here, G and John, and for Bill and Wendy, till noon. Then we got the Winter's Business Lunch, and then we will switch on over to the stream. Funny story from the 630. 40 years ago, when this texter was 18 years old, I had to introduce my sister to my boss. I was scared of him. Not being good with names, even at that young age, I introduced her sister as Teresa, which was her name. She said, this is my sister Teresa, and she said her own name.
You know what? That's the other thing. You got to think about the circumstances, because someone might be
nervous.
Yes. Or they're not getting enough sleep.
True.
You know,
you look like you're speaking from a point of perspective.
I'm just trying. I have found myself on both ends of this.
How many names did you mess up on your walk over to the studio?
I'm just saying.
Here?
I've been on both sides of this coin.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, you're on WGN.
Hi.
How you doing, Deb?
I'm well. Enjoying your show.
All right. Thank you.
I'm horrible at remembering names. And my cousin, who has a nice job, who meets a lot of people, taught me a trick.
Okay.
When you're introduced, you shake their hand and you look straight in their face and their eyes and repeat their name and try to remember it by looking at their face and their eyes.
So you do it right when you get it. You say, you know, they say, I'm Matt. You say, hi, Matt. And then maybe in your head you go, Matt, and you stare at them deeply in their soul.
Right. I try it. But with my brain, it doesn't always work.
It might work. All right. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for the tip. I think that's always a good one, G, is when you're with that person to kind of like make note of, I'm going to remember this name.
Yes, I try to.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just, you know.
Yeah. It's tough.
I think some people actually have a disease where they have this memory retrieval problem.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
so are you talking about yourself again?
No, I'm not. I actually try very hard. Mostly I remember everyone's names. If I don't, then I just cop up to it.
Right.
I really do.
You're honest about it.
Yeah,
that's always
I just
the best
say,
policy.
You know what? I'm so sorry. I'm just having a brain freeze.
Mm-hmm.
You are an extraordinarily memorable human being, and I apologize and just this once.
You really butter them up before you go into it.
That always helps. Butter everybody up.
Hey, we're going to take a look at the World Cup. We're going to talk a little bit about the Starbucks story on the stream in just a bit. But after this quick commercial break, we'll find out what's coming up on the Winter's Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. All right, that'll just about do it. G, one last text really quickly before we find out what's coming up on the Winter's Business Lunch. From Northwest Indiana, 50 years ago at a rush party, I had to introduce all the women. I forgot my roommate's name.
Oh,
that's a rough
start. Was a brain freeze.
Mm-hmm. That is certainly a brain freeze. I think Steve Bertrand is still in the meeting. Elise Klink, you're in today, right?
I am.
We'll never forget that name, Elise. How are you doing today?
Things are really great. It's a beautiful day in Chicago. There's a whole lot of news going on in the business world. We're going to be talking with Chicago Inno folks in a moment about how in Illinois there's just one black manager for every 100 tech workers.
Wow.
AI gun detection startups, and sometimes startups don't always do well. They fail. And then, of course, I'll be answering your money questions.
All right. Well, have a great show.